Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And praise the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Happy Christmas. Thank you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for your eternal presence with us through the new birth, through your kingdom year, through your presence with us. So we thank you. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for every day we can rejoice in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 1 Timothy 4 from verse 1 to the NCV translation. Now the Holy Spirit clearly says that in the later times some people will stop believing the faith. They will follow spirits that lie and teachings of demons. Such teachings come from the false words of liars whose conscience are destroyed as if by a hot iron.
Yeah. Sadly, this is the case. You know, the Son of God has come and he's given us understanding so that we can know him who is true, both the Father and the Son. And we are in the Father and in the Son, in the Spirit. Our lives are hid with Christ in God, the Word says. And that is the God quality of life. So the reality is the goodness of God has come, and there's people that hasn't experienced that goodness, or sorry, we can see here they are people that have fallen away from the faith. And sadly, this is one of the biggest problems in the churches. The some of the most evil people that turn are people that has turned away from their God, and then as it says here, they have deceptive teachings, like the whole thing of evolution. That's one of them. He had a certificate in theology, and then he comes with that nonsense. But so this is the whole thing, guys. You know, we've got the reality of being able to be joyful, be in prayer, in communication, talking, conscious of the Lord, and thankful for our rest of our lives. That is because of the bigness of what has been done in Christ Jesus. And then it goes on to say, and he says, why? Because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. So the reality is every wall of hostility has been broken down in Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And the reality is we are raised and seated with him in heavenly places now. And so the kingdom is here, the presence of the Father, the presence of the Son, and the angels are here. But then there's also a condition. He says, if you're ashamed of me and my words, Jesus says in that day, I won't come to you in the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the angels. So we need to embrace the wonderful teachings of the reality of the age that is coming to this world. We've already come to it. We've entered into eternal life. We partake of the joy of the Lord. Back to the scripture about have joy at all times, be prayerful at all times, and be thankful. You see, the joy is the joy of our salvation. And the joy of our salvation is the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is for us to partake of the joy of our names are written in heaven. Jesus says that in John 10, verse 20. He says it to his disciples. He says, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you. You see, he knows we can start in the Spirit, like with our readings here this morning. People started in the Spirit, and then they fell away into the flesh. And then they were, even because when you fall away, the Bible says that the backsliding heart is filled with his own ways. When you get caught up in your own ways, and your own ways are that which is from the powers and principalities of darkness, because there's only two kingdoms. You're either in the kingdom of light and you're busy in the kingdom of light, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, or you're busy with the devils that has come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. So when you fall into deception, you fall deep into deception, because the devil doesn't want you to come back to that sound knowledge of knowing your life is hid with Christ in God, and doesn't want you to know that you need to cease from your own works and enter into his works, because that is the beauty of the Sabbath rest. And that is the beauty of having Christmas on a daily basis, because Christ is real to you. It's now Christ's anointing is our reality on a daily basis, because the days ordained for us that were written has come to pass. We can partake of the joy of the Lord, rejoicing in our name written in heaven, rejoicing in our fellowship is with the Father and Son, so our joy can be complete. And with our joy is complete, why? It's because we walk in conscious of a God. We talk into him. We acknowledge him in all our ways. He's a reality. And then we can be thankful. So I see it as three aspects. It's spirit. That's where the joy is coming from. That's where identity is coming from. That is where the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy is a reality. And it's a reality because we conscious with the Lord all the time. And that's in the soul, speaking to him, hearing from him, and then being thankful. Our lives, our bodies portray thankfulness. We've got a good God. We've got a complete salvation. Our lives are hid with Christ in God. So have a blessed Christmas, but have a blessed Christ-filled life for the rest of your days on earth, fulfilling your purpose, because that's what's so important. And that's why Jesus said, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So that name is coming to you on a daily basis, because your days ordained were written while there were yet none of them. And that's what God wants you to partake of. Fellowship with the Father and Son, in the Holy Spirit, in the kingdom, in the reality of your destiny and your purpose, being so too filled with good things, so there's no more room for the bad, being filled with godliness, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.